This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Always wanted to hear the real deal when it comes to fitness, health, nutrition, and physical well-being? This is Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha Makia. What's cracking? What's really good? They don't pull any punches. You'll only get the truth about how you get healthier, mentally, physically, and emotionally. And now, here's Tasha Makia and Big Dave.
Yes, baby, we're back. Tasha Makia and Big Dave, we are in the building. Happy 2020!
What's up? Our girl is finally back.
Oh my God. Okay, so we got to be honest with our listeners. Like, for the past, 8 weeks, I've been out.
It's been like 2.5 months.
Yeah, exactly.
It's horrible. It's been horrible for us.
It's
me and Victor
been great.
Been,
no. Been and if you listen to the last podcast,
we did not sound. We sounded literally.
You sounded good.
We did not sound as good as we do.
Oh, okay. But
and Vic even agreed with that.
Because he's the boss and he's going to say that.
He wasn't that rusty. He did pretty good.
I thought he did.
It wasn't bad.
It made me cry. I was sitting in bed all medicated.
I kind of felt like I was carrying him. I got to say that out loud.
I think you both carried each other.
But he carried me just like Tasha always does. Our girl's back, everybody. Thank the Lord.
Yes, I'm so excited to be back. So me and Dave, and of course Big Boss Vic, we knew that this surgery, the last surgery, was going to happen. So we had to pre-record a bunch of different podcasts to you just to keep you informed because we didn't want to keep you in limbo. So we are officially back, and we are going to be starting from pretty much the beginning of 2020. So I can say Happy New Year.
You can't say Happy New Year
because
you have
that.
Not been.
Shit.
So it is Happy New Year. It's Happy New Year to our listeners and to us because you're our New Year's Day present.
Aww.
It's finally.
You guys are my present. All right, so we're officially back together again. So now I know there's somebody out there that most likely is just finding our podcast and listening. So now we're starting from the beginning with me. Today the podcast is going to be about how Big Dave is going to get me back on track. And in turn, I'm sure there's somebody that dealt with a surgery out there, some type of pain, chronic
pain. Big physical
pain.
Ailment that you've been going through. It's like, you know, you have had hell to deal with.
I did.
You handled it very well. And you look great, of course.
Thank you.
Always.
You
always obviously,
say
you guys
that to
can't
me.
See her. You will be seeing her soon, though, because she's going to be posting a bunch of stuff. But she looks great. She always does.
I love you, D.
It's just so good to have her back.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be back with you. And you know, last night, I said to Mom, I said, listen, tomorrow's going to be time for Big Dave. We got to do the podcast. Please take this picture of me. And she was like, you look great. And girls have extra boob on the side. It was pouring out of the damn sports bra. I look like a Pillsbury Dough girl. So I took my before picture.
Right.
So now we're starting from the beginning. So what are we going to be doing with me? How would you get someone that is in my shoes, just like me, lower back surgery, all started from the very beginning? Like, how are we going to do this, Dave?
Well, the biggest thing is, you know, you're starting fresh.
Yeah.
Right out the gate. And it couldn't kind of be at a better time because it's kind of the new year, new you, what we've been discussing.
Not even planned.
So that being said, yeah, this was kind of forced on you.
Right.
But, you know, it is a testament to our listeners out there because I'm sure you guys have all gone through a knee surgery, a back surgery, you know, ankle, whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are setbacks that are kind of out of our control. But now that you've been cleared and you've done everything the right way. Now it's time to really get on the ball and start getting this going.
Yeah.
So the first and foremost thing that I think we're going to start working with is going to be basically just getting you in the gym, starting to get stretched out, working with that lower lumbar area, getting you starting to do cardio so you're comfortable, getting that heart rate up to a comfortable pace and rate so we can start metabolizing food that you're eating. So everything is not so sedentary like you have been, unfortunately. I don't think really our listeners and people out there that definitely can attest to this, that have gone through this, don't understand that, you know, you couldn't even literally stay out of bed for more than 10, 15 minutes before you had to go back and
it
just
was
chill.
Yeah, it
and,
was bad.
You know, it affects everybody so differently.
Yeah, it
but
does.
This was a really big thing for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of an eye-opener to be like, okay, I'm never going to put myself in this position again.
Yeah, I'm going to be super safe.
A little bit more diligent, stuff like that, which, of course, you always have been. But with stuff like this, it's one of those things that it kind of does open your eyes like, damn, like, I'm not putting my shit in this again.
No way.
And so, you know, you guys are going to be on this journey with us like we've spoken about. And, and you know, that's kind of where we're going to go with it, is a little bit of cardio first and foremost. A lot of machines to keep you upright, to keep the form straight,
posture.
And really just not overdoing it. So when you're in the gym, you're not basically getting too winded, too overworked, and overtrained, I guess, per se, in this particular situation, because we don't want you to burn out before we get going.
Yeah.
So, you know, probably every other day is a good way to start it.
Okay.
Maybe taking weekends off just to kind of give your body that rest. But once you get started, you're going to be really rearing to go.
I'm excited.
And I know you better than anybody. and our listeners that know Tosh and follow Tosh and listen to Tosh in the afternoons, early evenings, that you know once she gets going, it's hard to stop this girl.
Dude.
So we have to kind of take it in paces.
In steps. Yeah.
And it is. It's baby steps, getting your crawl before you walk, and doing this the right way.
Exactly.
And I want our listeners to call or email or text.
Please email.
You know, go on our Instagram because we want those questions.
Please.
If you're dealing with this too, we are more than happy to help you as well alongside you and do it all
together.
And you know, if there's anything we can answer question-wise, please let us know.
And you
just
can
because
email
it's not
us.
Back. Yeah, just because it's not back, you know, doesn't mean
it could be any part.
Shoulder, back,
hands.
You know, arm, hand, anything.
Neck, like just anything. Email us at bigdavespowerhalfhour@gmail.com. So now that I'm getting started with you, let me just put it out there. For 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks, I do physical therapy at home twice a day. And then once a week, I'm seeing my therapist.
Okay.
She's like, Tosh, you don't have to come see me twice because I'm already that strong, which was, I don't know how, because you saw me before this surgery.
Right.
My last surgery and final surgery was December 2nd of last year.
But let me ask you this, though, and you tell me, don't you think that getting up and going to someone like her gives you more of a reason, and you're going to be more committed to it than saying, okay, I'm going to do it at home. Things get in the way.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Tasha's also got boys that run her amok. She's got a mama. So that being said, it's like, you know, I think that getting up and getting dressed and getting going, knowing that you have to show up for this appointment.
Yeah.
Helps
really
out. Does help. It does help.
I said, you know, and I know exactly what you're saying. So to me, I was telling my mom, I was like, you know, what's kind of neat is that we are doing a therapy at home, because I'll be honest with you, with my insurance, it's $100 every visit.
It is very
so
pricey.
She's like, Tosh, just come twice or once a week. Right. But at home, I do my therapy as well, my mom. So I said to my mom, I said, you know, if this is actually helping me prepare later down the road for the gym.
Right.
Because I'm going to want to show up and show out.
And that's the end result is, you know, getting to the point where the physical therapy has done what it needed to do to get you upright, comfortable, stretched out.
I love it,
and still maintaining,
right.
But now adding weights and cardio.
Yes.
And getting on a set plan that we designed specifically for you and your needs and wants. And that's the biggest thing. And that's why we really do stress to our listeners out there that, you know, again, please call in. Please email
in. Yes, we love it.
Because we want to make sure that if you are doing something, you know, we can hopefully be a little bit diligent and answer some of these and help you follow your fitness journey the right way, giving you some pointers to do as well. Because sometimes it can be a little bit vague and very vast when we put a plan together on the air and stuff like that or the podcast.
Yeah.
So if there's anybody that individually has some really questions or concerns with medical history and or form or what they're limited to, you know, let us know, and we'll try and answer as many as we can for you to help you out.
Let me tell you something. When I first met Dave, I was like, my physical therapist said this, this, and this. And he told me the information, whatever information I was asking for. So when I went back to go see my spine specialist, they said the same exact shit that you said. And I I was like, he knows. And it's not just happened once. It's happened numerous times. So I know you know what you're talking about.
I like
about.
To at least sound like I know what I'm
you
talking
do. You
about.
You should have been a doctor.
Well,
it's big.
I would actually,
Dave is big,
I feel
y'all.
I'd be a good doctor.
You would be amazing doctor.
I think I'd be a good.
You'd like, be like, get your ass in here and slow it down so I can give you a shot.
I feel I would be a good baby doctor.
Oh, God.
I think I would be good at delivering babies,
okay.
Believe it or
now,
not.
Now, I don't know if you guys have ever seen how big. Dave is huge. So go on to Big Dave's Power Half Hour on our Instagram and see. And then visualize him being a baby doctor. You can hold like 18 babies at
but
one
I,
time.
But, and it's funny because I had to hold a baby the yeah. other night.
Really? How did
and,
you feel?
And it was definitely different. And I'm sure I'll have that experience soon.
Hint, I know.
Hint. But what I'm saying is,
let's
is,
go, M.
It's just it was weird.
Yeah.
But a little girl is very difficult for me because that will be
your
I will
baby
melt.
Girl.
I will totally melt.
So
I'm,
were you
I'm
worried
screwed.
Like when you were holding? The
yeah,
baby?
I held it like a jug of milk in front of me. Like I look like Lion King holding the lion over everybody. That's what I look like. And everybody's laughing because they're taking pictures of me doing this.
Yeah.
And it's like, look how tiny
she is. Yeah.
The baby looks in his hands.
Oh,
and
dang.
Then after 5 seconds, like, all right, take this. I don't want a responsibility.
Were you
for
worried
it.
That you might?
Yeah, because I don't want to
so
hurt
big.
Him
yeah.
or her. And but I'm getting used to it. And
I'm so excited.
But like I said, it's just like I feel like I would be a good doctor in that aspect.
I think you would.
I
for
would
sure.
hope so. But yeah. you know, again, the biggest thing is we want to make sure that the advice. And all the information we're giving you guys
right.
is on point.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any questions or concerns, or if you feel like there's a better way to describe or explain it more so than we do,
yeah.
Please let us know because
or make a video and send it to us.
I am open to suggestions. Not everything we do is always the perfect way.
No.
So we want to make
but
sure
we
that we
help.
do it the perfect
yeah.
way, and we're always apt to listen.
I love you, Dave.
So yeah, please
yeah.
let us know.
He's all about helping people. So let me ask you, for someone that's getting started like myself, is it important for my trainer to kind of be in contact with my physical therapist inside of everything you're going to be doing with
your
me?
Trainer should be in contact.
Okay.
So
see, I want
I'm
you
laughing
to talk
because
to
we're
Santa.
Looking at each other across the radio. And it's like your trainer, which is me.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well, I'm
yeah.
speaking to them that's listening.
So, yes, yeah. your trainer. And
you're
you know
going to be already. You know that.
That's a great point because I feel that the physical therapist
yeah.
and the trainer and or surgeon doctor,
yeah.
if there is not a physical therapist that worked with you,
mm-hmm.
should be able to speak and yeah. give you pointers of what to do and what not to do, what limitations.
Yeah.
Because as a trainer, we need to know all the aspects of what the surgeon and or PT is working on
mm-hmm.
so we can put something together that's going to benefit you, not hamper you that much mm-hmm. more. And unfortunately, there are trainers out there that may not be as educated and or
as, yeah.
in touch with
you know your shit,
certain
brother.
Things.
Yeah.
So I would hope that that would make that trainer educate themselves in that key area that you're working on to get better and or help stretch out and or strengthen and condition. So it really is the trainer's diligence to do. But I do feel like the PT and or doctor surgeon that has worked with the patient should reach out and can and contact that trainer as well.
So that
everybody's, on
the
board
team.
The same way,
yeah.
then it just makes it that much easier and more helpful.
I think in my head, it just makes me feel like I have a caring team that I'm okay.
It is.
All I gotta do is just show up.
It's like
that's
a team that's working all well together to do what we do best. And
yeah.
that's the thing.
So let me ask you, because I haven't been active, like, damn, my surgery was in June of last year, and then that was crappy, and then December of last year again. So being so inactive, I mean, like, what is my food going to be looking like? Because honestly, with medication, brother, sometimes I don't want to eat.
No.
And it's in my mouth has like a metal
dry
taste.
Yeah,
and then I'm sitting there talking to mom, and she's looking at my mouth, and I'm like, what the hell?
She's
like, we got some white shit together. I'm like, can you tell?
That's gross.
I look like Pookie.
You got the coronavirus over here. You need a SARMS mask.
Oh my God.
Let's keep that over in China.
You're
we don't
horrible.
Need that over here.
Go to timeout. So what is my food looking like? Because there's times I am not hungry, so I shouldn't skip, or do I just skip?
Well,
meals.
That's a double-edged sword because
it's hard
you know,
the medicine
when
makes
you're
you
when
feel.
You're in that position when you're taking
yeah.
pain pills and or something to alleviate the pain,
right.
that can completely destroy your appetite and metabolism. It slows down to such a slow point that you're really not metabolizing food, so you're not hungry.
So then you're not pooping.
So exactly. So then you get stuffed up, and the best thing to be is really like a Metamucil or a fiber laxative to kind of keep everything moving.
I'm on what you told me
at least what you're eating moving, so you know you're not stuffed up, because that's a very uncomfortable feeling.
It
being
is.
Constipated on that stuff.
You want to put a shovel in there.
Right.
Get that
very true to life. So I hope people are listening to this, because that does happen, and I'm sure our listeners can attest to this. Whenever you take any sort of opiate or any sort of painkiller like a Percocet and Oxy.
I'm on Percocet and you take Flexerol.
Right, Flexerol, which is a muscle relaxant, and you take Endor like a Dilaudid or any sort of Advil in excessive amount, like if they give you a prescription-based Advil, like 800 milligrams, then that can slow everything down. And for women, it really, we've seen that more in women than men.
Oh, yeah.
You tend to have a really hard time going to the bathroom in number two.
Dude,
so you get stuffed up. So
and
that whole.
I get stuffed up and I get an attitude.
So then, because you're full of poop. No pun intended.
I'm full of shit.
You're literally full of shit. And you know what? We all have been full of shit. And God knows I've been told I'm full of shit numerous times. So after a while, you start believing it. And I'm not even taking anything.
I'm like,
so
if your breath starts leaking, it's coming out your mouth.
Exactly.
Like,
you've got dry mouth and you're full of shit. And then you don't know what to do. But it is true, and it's fact. So what you need to do is you need to try and, of course, the key thing is trying to eliminate the pain pills, but that's a lot easier said than done.
Because you got
to
wean off.
Yes, you do. And so that being said, I think the best thing to do is try and maintain your breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Okay.
Okay, especially if you're going back on your program.
Okay.
Making sure that you're diligent about those three meals.
Yeah.
And really watching the carbohydrate intake.
Boom.
Okay, so you're not going excessive carbs, because that's going to slow down the metabolism as well, especially if you're not working out and or have any physical activity.
Because it's sugars.
Because it's sugars and starches and stuff like that. So that's just going to sit. Now, if you're working out and stuff like that, and of course you can introduce those slowly.
Yeah.
But we're talking about if you're just starting out again, where you're kind of a little bit sedentary, a little bit moderate and not as going strong.
Yeah.
Protein high, fats moderate.
Okay.
And when I say fats, you're talking about your peanut butters, your essential fats, coconut oil, peanut butter, MCT oil, canola oil, fish oils, all those kind of things.
I do take fish oil pills.
Yeah, so those really help metabolize the food, your CLAs, any sort of EFA, a full spectrum essential fatty acid is going to help with the metabolism, especially for anyone that whether is trying to lose weight and or trying to get back in the groove. So essential fatty acids, CLA, you know, those are going to be your key components. And again, high protein, moderate carbs, but good, moderate carbs, decent carbs, not necessarily cutting the carbs out, but just being a little bit diligent on the portion control. So for men, anywhere between 5 and 6 ounces, for women between 3 and 4 ounces. And that's not a lot, but it's more than satisfying when you're doing breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you can always do a shake here and there, but the shake can also play with the metabolism a little bit too, because depending on what you mix it with, whether it's with like whole milk and almond milk, rice
I just
milk,
like mine with water.
Some people do. I personally do not like shakes with water. I feel it tastes like dirt water. I don't know. I just don't like it.
I just drink it just to get full.
I don't like shakes that are thin. Yeah. I like more of a milkshake.
Like a milkshake.
And I'm sure there's people out there can attest, you know.
Yeah.
But then again, you're drinking it for a purpose, so it's really not really for taste. So, and I understand that too. Trust me, I'm with you on that. But, you know, be smart, small, really nutritional packed meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner to start, and then start introducing your second or third snack in there, so then you're
slowly
up to that 4 or 5 again. But really just focus on breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, because it makes you not want to eat. Like.
No, and it's totally true, and you're not alone. Everybody feels that way, so we want to make sure that everybody is aware that it's not something new. It totally happens, and you're not alone. A lot of water, and a lot of, believe it or not, a lot of green tea. Introduce green tea. Green tea helps metabolize everything.
But does green tea kind of like mess with your medication?
No, not at all.
Anyway,
not at all.
Like
not that I know of.
Okay.
No, and I'm a doctor, or at least I play one on the podcast. So I don't know. But no, seriously, like green tea, I have never heard that.
I've been taking a lot of dandelion tea.
Dandelion root is going to be a natural diuretic. So dandelion root and green tea together is a natural diuretic.
Pee like a racehorse.
Exactly. That's the whole point. So if you're bloated as a man or woman.
That's me.
And you're trying to wean off the medication, which can make you obviously slow and kind of like basically sedentary,
yeah.
the green tea extract and dandelion root throughout the day
yeah.
will help kind of move things along, almost like a probiotic.
Oh.
So it helps. It definitely helps digest the food, too.
Good. Well, I mean, I started drinking it because
lots
I remember you told me it helps
lots
to get
teas.
That water off.
Green tea, you know, green tea, black tea, chamomile.
Oh.
A really good drink to do before bed is like a chamomile tea or green tea because it really calms everything down and helps metabolize before you go to bed.
Oh.
So that's a good little pointer, too.
That's pretty neat, right?
Chamomile,
there.
Valerian root, stuff like that.
Okay.
But green tea during the day, throughout the day, is wonderful. Even just if you sip on it, perfect.
I love bloat. No, don't love bloat, but I like dandelion tea. I've been drinking it. So let me know what's really funny, too. Like you were saying, be careful with the carbs. I love bread, especially like French bread and Italian bread.
White woman doesn't.
I can't eat it
no.
right now because
it tastes
so weird and my tongue is like.
And that's the gluten. That's the gluten.
Really?
Yeah, that's the gluten in it. So because, and it's funny because the pain pills or any sort of opiate that you take for
right.
pain regulation and or to cut out the pain
yeah.
will sometimes alter hormonal aspect. So believe it or not, you're not wrong. So everything has a weird taste to it.
Yes.
Everything. Some things don't taste the way they should.
No, and I'm like,
and it gives you a weird taste in your mouth. Like
yeah.
you said, that really tinny taste.
Yes.
Kind of like if you hit your head real hard, which I've done many a time. And I know lots of people who attest to that. But like you get that weird metallic, like aluminum foil taste
yes.
in your mouth.
It's like.
That is exactly what that does. And
it's
believe it or
gross.
Not, Percocets, Oxys.
Like metal.
They do that a lot for mm-hmm. just the way the opiate's made.
Yeah.
And so there's really no rhyme or reason
it
why.
It sucks, man.
It does suck. But just lots of water. Try and stay as hydrated as you can.
And lots of Miralax.
Yeah.
See, that's just so important. So real quick, we're going to, when we're in the gym, we're going to make sure we put up some, like, you know, posture videos.
Yeah.
So we'll put them in the highlights on our Instagram.
That will help.
I know we've been getting a lot of DMs and questions about supplements, and you want to know which supplements Big D, you know, recommends. We're going to also put that on our highlights on our Instagram, so you'll see that as well. But back to the program, what are some workouts that a person with lower back issues should stay away from in the gym? Because people be thinking they can just go in there.
No.
And
no.
You know what I mean? Like Jack LaLanne up in here.
Jane Fonda action. Definitely. And we'll go. Yeah, we'll go Jane Fonda right away. Step ups, any sort of impact exercises you want to stay away from, stiff legged deadlifts you want to stay away from, any sort of lower lumbar exercises you're not supported you want to stay away from. Pull-ups are a questionable thing.
Pull-ups?
Pull-ups, yeah.
Really?
But pull-ups you want to do assisted. So you don't want to do unassisted pull-ups because the last thing you want is when you get down from the pull-up, you don't want that pounding of the lower lumbar when your feet hit the floor.
Yes.
So nothing of jumping sort, nothing like that. Everything's supported, whether you're on the floor. Planks I'd stay away from because it's all lower lumbar
planks,
glute
yes,
exercise.
That sounds
and
bad.
That's hard because you want to work glutes, but lower lumbar, lower you know, sciatica, piriformis, all those muscles and tendons, ligaments play into when you start working hamstrings and glutes. So you kind of got to separate the two and, you know, whether you're with me or whether you're with your trainer, your trainer should be able to separate the two because there's so many different exercises you can work lower back lumbar, but glutes separate.
Okay.
So you need to be able to separate the two because there's certain exercises that do work both, but put so much pressure on that lower lumbar.
And you don't
lunges,
want that.
You got to be very careful. That's one of those 50-50 things.
I'm too scared to do
things.
A damn lunge.
Yeah, lunges is one of those things. It's kind of 50-50. It's kind of an individualized basis. I think stationary lunges holding on to something is a good idea because then you're utilizing that to pull yourself up as opposed
helped.
To your body weight.
Yeah.
Squats are going to be, again, 50-50. I would probably stay away from squats until a good 6 to 8 weeks after you've started your recovery and rehab.
Oh, yeah.
More leg press things, but again, you have to be very diligent on where your foot position is on a leg press.
Posture is everything.
The pad, because if your feet are too high, then it's going to bring in the hamstrings, and then the lower lumbar is going to start activating.
Yes.
But then if you're too low, then your knees and quads are activating. So you just got to know the form and all that kind of stuff. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of an idea. But anything that you do weight-wise or machine-wise, got to be very careful with any overhead press because that's going to be constricting and basically really putting a lot of emphasis on the lower lumbar because it's pushing down on the vertebrae and the lower lumbar. So any sort of shoulder press, actually got to be very careful. But any exercises you do, dumbbell work, you want to always be supported on a sit-down bench.
So like somebody that's listening to you right now, if I put myself in their shoes, it's like, damn, Dave, then how can I get in shape? And I was thinking that before I started physical therapy, but there's ways to get around.
Oh, 100%.
And then strengthening that, and at some point later, maybe get back into the groove with
those.
And
that's why a lot of people don't give PTs their credit where credit's due, because believe it or not, let me tell you, these people know what they're doing. I worked with some of the best PTs. Mm-hmm. I'll give a shout out to Mountain View Pain Center over.
Oh, I love you guys.
Mountain View, Dr. Gabriel, and all those guys over at County Line and Holly, Centennial, Lone Tree. Those guys are awesome. And, you know, just because, you know, you walk into a physical therapist's office, they don't look like they can, they don't look like they work out, or
everybody's
they're not
pretty
real
there.
Buff and stuff like
yeah.
that. That doesn't mean they don't know their stuff. Let me tell you, I worked with a gentleman by the name of Michael over at Centennial at Mountain View Pain Center, and he knew his stuff so well. And I was very, very judgmental when I walked in. I was like, what is he going to show me that I kind of already don't know?
That you've been there,
done
that.
Let me tell you something. He put bands on me that were like 2-pound bands and made me do exercise that I felt things in areas that I never
felt.
Over 25 years of bodybuilding, and they know their stuff. So work with a really qualified PT, but don't judge and don't criticize until you actually go through the process, because they can get you going in ways
really
that a lot of personal trainers can't.
And then when you walk in there, don't walk in there with all these judgments and stuff. Like, just walk in there and want to get better, because I was the one, the surgery in June, I was like, man, forget that shit.
Right.
I'm not going to therapy.
And they know what they're doing. They
and
do.
And I'm tell you, sometimes I don't want to go, but after therapy, I feel less tight.
Right.
I feel like I'm going to have a lesser, I don't even know how you would word this. I feel like when I'm so tight before I see them that I can hurt myself going upstairs. I'm so
tight.
But
once you get done, you're stretched out, you're more released.
I feel like a nice,
right, there's not as much torque or tension
it's
on the lower
lumbar.
And you know, it's funny you brought up the cost of some of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
They are very pricey, but you also have to understand
but it's
something.
Worth it. It's your health.
They've gone to school for 4 to 6 years for this.
Yeah.
So they got to pay their bills too.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something, they're well worth their weight in gold, because again, they're degreed. And they've gone through the classes.
Yeah.
A lot of these people can be PAs,
RAs,
stuff like that. So they really know their stuff. They're like one step away from being a doctor.
Like, seriously.
And believe it or not, a lot of these guys are more educated than half the doctors out there, because they actually care.
And they know,
you know,
their stuff.
And they do. They know their stuff. So don't be apt to not do PT. Don't skip it.
Please do
it. I know
PT,
when people,
man.
When doctors are like, oh, you need 6 weeks of PT. Nah, I don't do it. I'll do it in the gym. Trust me.
No, do
even
it.
Even my boys are the same way. They're like, D, you know, I had an elbow or shoulder issue. I thought maybe you could rehab it. Sure, I can. But let me tell you something. It makes a big difference when a PT has got a hold of you and stretched and manipulated in ways that I can't do or any personal trainer can't do. So don't skip it.
So
be diligent with it.
It
helps out tremendously.
See, Big Dave goes to the Mountain View Pain Center in Centennial, and I go to the one in Lone Tree.
Yeah, I go to the one in Lone Tree.
So
as a matter of fact, I'm
Dr.
going
Page.
Tomorrow to get a shot again with Dr. Gabriel with an RFA.
And
you know how well
moving.
That is.
So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they know what they're doing, and trust the process. It does work.
Do not skip your PT.
Yeah.
Now it's time for the Fast Five. You ready for this?
Is it Fast Five or
it's
Fast Two?
Fast Five is not a three, damn
Fast
it.
Five with Big D. Tasha's been a little rusty, but she's coming back.
Child, listen, I was in a fog and pain, and if you are ever in pain or deal with chronic pain, you'll know that fog. I am finally clear, so I so feel bad for Big Dave and the boss man, Victor, because it's going down. But we got five today. Some more emails, okay?
All right, let's do it.
Number one, how do I know when I'm ready to increase the weights that I'm lifting? And move on to the next.
I personally think that the best way to judge that particular situation when the weights are not really struggling, let me rephrase that. When the weight is not hard for you to move anymore and the form is proper, then it's time to up the weight.
Boom.
So in other words, if you're, for example, quick example, if you're on a machine, a chest press, for example, you're sitting in the machine, pressing the machine forward to work chest, and you can do 15 reps like it's no problem.
Yeah.
You want to up that machine by one or two plates, because you want it to basically get to the point where you're almost failing at the 15.
Okay.
So when you struggle the last three, which would be 12 to 15, then basically you want to make sure you up that weight a little bit.
Okay. Number two. Hey, Big Dave. My name is Aisha, or Aisha. I apologize, girl. I love you from my
Aisha.
I have the worst,
Aisha.
Longest name, so I think it's Aisha. From Norristown, Pennsylvania. She said, my question is, I see so many men and women doing pull-ups on the bar. What's the great way to get myself into that? It looks so badass that I want to make sure I implement it into my training.
Wonderful question, Aisha, and representing the East Coast.
Ooh, woo,
okay.
Woo. Hey,
so the best way to do that is start with assisted pull-ups. on an assistant pull-up machine. Whether you go close grip or wide grip, close grip's going to be a lot easier because you're not as wide, so it's not as hard to do.
It's harder.
Because the hand position is closer to the body, so it's a lot easier to do close grip pull-ups. Mm. Start with wide grip pull-ups, 10 reps, 3 sets assisted. Every time you do them, then, okay, you want to drop the weight by a plate or at least 10 pounds less because usually your pull-up machine assisting are going by body weight.
Okay.
So if you put example, let's say you have a 100-pound person and you put the pin on 7, usually that's going to be 70 pounds. So now you're getting 70 pounds of assistance and you're only lifting 30 pounds of your own body weight.
Oh.
So that's how those machines work. So basically when you go in the gym and you're on an assisted pull-up machine, let's say you're 200 pounds.
Okay.
For a 200-pound guy, they put the thing at 10. Now that person is being responsible to lift 100 pounds on their own, and the machine is assisting with the other 100 pounds.
Jesus.
So for my example, I'm 290 pounds.
Okay.
When I do pull-ups, I put it on 200. I bottom it out, so I can only lift 90 pounds because I am heavy and fat right now, so
he's
I cannot
pull
up 290 pounds. Now, I can do a few pull-ups on my own, but God help the person behind me spotting me because I'm going to kick them in the face like a donkey.
Oh, God.
So, therefore, just always remember, if you want to try and get to free pull-ups, always have a spotter behind you.
Yes, always.
And number two, always start with the assisted pull-ups first and then gradually go into regular pull-ups, but only do as many as you can with good form,
don't
and don't be upset if you only get 5 or 6.
Yeah,
that would equate to like 10 to 15 on the assistant.
Yeah,
so that's pretty good.
Yeah, just get going, get
just
started,
work at it.
Just like
work
you did with anything else. Number three, hey Big Dave, my name is Big Dave too. LOL. We are emailing you from Fresno, California. My question is: my wife and I both have weight issues. What is a way to get her motivated? Because it's hard for me to stay motivated if she's not eating right. I'm still doing great, but the thing is, temptation is higher than anything. I almost feel like she's not supporting what I'd like to do with myself. So what advice do you have for me or tips, please?
Well, number one, thanks for the email. We really appreciate
it.
And I'm always down to share my Big Dave name with anybody. but in all honesty, number one, it's always hard to diet with your significant other.
It is.
Boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. It's always hard because one person may be accelerating more so than the other person.
Than the other.
And usually, believe it or not, not to be chauvinistic by any means, because I am not, most of the time when men and women diet together, the men tend to have a tendency to accelerate more so
and lose
weight than the women do.
Damn it!
Would you agree with that?
It's the damn truth.
Okay, so that being said, because I don't want to be discriminatory.
You're not. It's the truth.
But that being said,
you're not like
for
that.
For some reason, a man's metabolism seems to jump start quicker than a woman's does. But what I will say is the woman will usually keep the weight off longer than the man.
Wow.
Because the woman, once she hits that goal, she's not letting anything get in the way
of
that.
She's walking
and
around.
Every man
naked.
Out there that knows this, don't F with this, guys.
Okay.
When a woman has a goal and she hits it, she's gonna be a machine.
Yes.
And you know, when a woman's got a mindset on something,
it's over.
Don't get in the way.
Brother.
Don't be stupid. I learned that at a very young age. I support and behind.
Guys, are you listening
to
your bro right now?
This is not only Big Dave's Power Half Hour podcast. This is Relationship 101.
Hello.
Listen to your woman and get the hell out of the way
we
and just say, I'm sorry.
First.
Even when you haven't screwed up, just say, I'm sorry. And they're like, what are you sorry for? I just said it because I know I'm going to probably screw up here soon.
Yeah.
But back to the question. Try and be moderate with the food.
Yeah.
The biggest thing is the food, always the food. Take it in steps. Just because you may slip once in a while, don't freak out. It happens to the best of us. But the biggest thing is moderation.
Moderation.
Instead of a bag of M&Ms, have a handful.
Oh.
Instead of a bag of chips, have a couple of chips to basically satisfy that craving. And stay in your lane.
Yeah.
You do you. Let her do her. If
stay
she
focused.
Asks you for help, then help her. But if she doesn't, keep your mouth shut and be supportive.
See, I think when I did that with my kid's dad, he started losing weight before me, and then I felt some type of way. But then when I solely focused on myself, he started to gain his back.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started getting better and better and looking better,
then it will usually push
motivated.
Him. Right. Well, because, you know, when your girl's looking better than you, you're like, okay, everyone's looking at her.
Yeah.
I need to be on my grind.
Oh, hell yeah.
So that being said, hopefully that answers your question.
Yes.
Just stay in your lane. Be supportive of her. Biggest thing is just make sure you're pushing her, but in a positive way.
Yes.
And again, the biggest thing is everything moderation.
Moderation is your best friend. Number 4. four, Katie from San Fran asks, I am a person that loves, this is a lot of S's, chocolate, and my husband is a person who loves salted foods. We've both tried to stop indulging, but my husband is good with it. He's pretty much okay. She's having a hard time. She says she notices that she has headaches and her sleep isn't as good anymore. Could she be going through withdrawal from sugar sweets?
100%.
Holy, you could?
Very good question. Thank you for the question. And your answer is almost spot on. Another thing I would probably bring into it is you're probably a little bit dehydrated because sugar can dehydrate you.
Wow.
And that being said, you want to definitely keep your water uptake to about a half a gallon to a gallon a day if you can. You always want to be sipping on water. That should help with the headaches.
Okay.
Now, if your food times are too long in between meals, meaning that if you're not eating a meal within 3 hours of one another,
right,
that has a tendency to give a lot of people headaches too, especially if they're following a diet. Mm. Now, if you're eating within every 3 hours, you shouldn't get those bad headaches.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are getting those bad headaches and your water and your hydration is still up to par, then you definitely want to go see someone for those because that's really not diet and hydration.
That.
That's more internal.
Okay.
But yes, you could get headaches definitely from withdrawal of sugar.
Wow.
And that's when I suggest getting some lifesavers or something you can on to kind of satisfy the craving for a long time, as opposed to just an immediate eating the chocolate and then swallowing it.
Yeah.
You have a lifesaver, it's slow absorbing, and then basically you have a few of those a day, and then you kind of have a tendency to switch over to a sugar-free lifesaver and or sugar-free chocolate. Now, granted, don't get me wrong, I get it. I don't like sugar-free products either, but it all goes hand-in-hand with the moderation. If you want some chocolate, have a piece, then walk away, leave it alone, have some water, because the water will help satisfy that craving because it fills the stomach with air, so then you feel full.
Yeah. Wow, so it's just like almost like pain medication.
Very much
like,
so. Now, the salt and savory thing, I'm definitely with you on that.
I'm a salt person.
As I get older, I'm more salt and savory than I am sweet.
Yeah.
And therefore, I'm a big Chex Mix guy. I'm a big Gardetto's guy.
Pickles,
I'm a good
olive,
like pub mix type thing.
Oh, God.
And I eat those late at night when I'm having a meal. I'll have a handful of like Chex Mix.
Mm.
Not the best thing to eat late at night because of the carbs and the salt and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I get it. So the best thing to do is just try and be a little bit diligent on when you're having that type of mix and or carb mix, because the salt and the carbs can definitely haunt you a little bit later at night.
Yeah, makes sense. All right, and the last question. What is a quote, Big Dave, that you tell yourself to motivate yourself when you feel you're a bit sluggish? Mine is no excuses, just solutions. Hello. Welcome back. What's yours,
G? I can't follow that.
What do you do?
I'm kind of speechless.
Like
I don't know what to say.
When you're feeling like crap and you're just like, you know, it's
say, you
just
know
not
what?
That
I'm
day.
Big enough. I don't have to go again today. I'll
no.
wait till tomorrow. No, I don't say that.
What
no.
do you motivate?
In all honesty,
your
it's just, I really, you know, what motivates me is knowing when I walk in the gym, I'm walking into the gym amongst friends and family, and the respect level that I get walking to the gym, I've earned, at least I would hope I've earned.
Yes,
and I give that right back. So it's like a big camaraderie of family and friends. So, you know, when you walk into the gym, you're going to a friendly place. Now, if you're new to the gym and you don't have that network yet, which you will get sooner or later, it's just basically feeling better about yourself and knowing that that one day that you went that you didn't want to go is another day closer to your goal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the biggest thing is for me is that I know that if I don't go, that it's gonna affect me in so many different ways.
Yeah.
My attitude, my patient level,
my
processing is gonna be different. So it's kind of one of those things that's necessary for me to go. And I hope that the listeners kind of feel that way. Right. And you know, it really is the gym surroundings and who you're around. And I'll tell you, it's a testament of my people that I work out with. You know, it's all a team. And, and you know, when you're kind of down, you're not feeling that good, you know, once you get in the gym, it gets you lifted up.
Yeah.
Or find that music. The biggest thing is music.
Music is
and,
such a
you know,
big deal.
Shout out to 107.5. We're always playing awesome, badass music.
Yeah,
and we have some really good power mixes, and our DJs are the shit.
Yes,
sorry,
we are.
But I gotta say, that's the only word that can really effectively, you know, show how good these guys are. You know, you start listening to some of our power mixes we have.
Amen.
They're amazing.
Yeah, they are.
So even go on YouTube and listen to YouTube in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
You know, find someone with
upbeat
music.
See, at your gym, we got some great music.
Right, we do. And you know, sometimes the music sucks at different gyms. I get it. But find something that's really
so
motivating
important.
To you. Put your headphones on and get that zone for 30, 45 minutes. Even if you're not motivated to go to the gym, just go for 20 minutes.
Okay.
And just go.
Yeah.
Because once you get there, It's going to change everything. You're like, I'm already here.
So would it be safe to say that you're motivated by those you inspire because they inspire you?
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's a great way to put it because I'm very motivated by the people that I get to work with every day because they could go anywhere to anyone.
But they come
to you. And they come
to
me. And I hope that I give everyone what they want, what they need, because they give it right back to me.
Yeah.
So I think there's really, Tasha hit the name of the head, nail on the head. It's one of those things that there's really not a quote for it.
Yeah.
It's just, you know,
it's family.
I go because
deeper than that.
It's required of me to be there for them, and they're there for me, and that's what motivates me the most. So
that's it. All right. We're out of here. We'll be back next Wednesday. I'm so excited to be back with you guys. So we're going to walk it and talk it and do it together. Follow us on Instagram at Big Dave's Power Half Hour. And also, if you have any emails, please, 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 please send it to us. We would love that. As you heard Big Dave said, it's Big Dave's Power Half Hour at gmail.com. Anything you want to say before we close it out?
I got to give one shout out to Revive Medical Clinic over here in Greenwood Village, Colorado.
Hey!
They are representing us hugely and supporting us hugely with the show. Basically, that being said, wanted to tell everybody, if you see them on 107.5 or you hear us speak of them on the podcast, mention you heard us when you go to the clinic. It's off Orchard and Greenwood Village, DTC, in Colorado. They're going to give you $150 worth of treatment, blood work, and B12 shots for free.
There's no cost.
It's all over our Instagram.
Yep.
It's all over the 107.5 and our podcast. But big shout out to them. They've been a huge support. Crunch Fitness, of course. Fit Foods, DTC, Greenwood Village. Everyone that's supporting our Super Circuit Saturday, please step up.
We love you guys.
We have the dates on our website and our podcast. So please look at it. And again, can't be more happy to have you back.
I'm back.
We're back. And we can't wait to hear from you and see you again.
We'll see you next Wednesday, baby. Be sure to tune in for the best fitness podcast. It's Big Dave's Power Half Hour.
Follow Big Dave's Power Half Hour on social media at Big Dave's Power Half Hour. Join us next week for another episode dedicated to getting you healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally. It's Big Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha McKia.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.